Where I'm Bonnie D. Graham, a.k.a. Radio Red. We have an interesting show. We're going to talk about healing from different angles to a young man who had a transformation. It was so powerful. He went from a life of, what am I doing? Where am I? OMG, I'm in debt, over 20 grand in debt. Kind of dramatic, not going anywhere, to figuring out what he wanted to do, learned about feng shui, and he'll tell me if I'm pronouncing it right, figured out how to map his life. It's called Designing Your Future, Mastering the Art of Designing Your Future. His name is Salvatore Manzi, charming young man, and Feng Shui Life Mapping is his book. We're going to talk about the different parts of your life and how you can take a map of the room, of the house, and lay it literally over your entire home and different parts of your living space and even your desk and figure out where you need to clear the clutter, you need to clear your mind and make way for new and good. And we'll talk a little about the law of attraction. I've never been a big buy-in person to that, but I'm talking to a young man, Salvatore Manzi. Welcome to Read My Lips. How are you today, Salvatore?
Thank you so much for having me on.
Present and accounted for. My pleasure, Salvatore. We're going to approach healing from an outside-in way this time. We're not going to talk about the body. We're going to talk about the body of our surroundings, if I can use that word in a very broad way. We're going to talk about feng shui. I haven't had anybody who does feng shui on the show in a couple of years, so you are long overdue, my friend, and I'm thrilled to have you on today. Let's talk a little bit. Why don't you give us a little overview of your story? I alluded to it in my introduction when I opened the show, but tell us what happened and how you, as I asked Dr. Well, we heard from Alice how she got into Kegels, the Kegel Queen. We talked to Dr. Jonathan Spages about how he got into chiropractic. So how did you get led into or allow yourself to follow the path of feng shui, Salvatore?
Well, you know, about 10 years ago, I was in a dead-end job, $23,000 in debt. I was living in a hole of an apartment in Hollywood, and I was in an unhealthy relationship. You know, my life had kind of hit rock bottom, and my life had become a series of compromises. Somebody gave me a book on feng shui. I started moving things around in my house. Within 3 months, I had a new job, and I moved out of that apartment. And within the year, I was out of debt. I was in a new relationship, and I was on to living some of my biggest dreams in my life. So I became a big believer in feng shui, and I have been doing it for the last 10 years.
Wow, that's a hell of a, that's a heck of a first-person story. Now, you pronounce it feng shui. You have to correct me if I say it wrong. Should I say feng as though it was F-U-N-G?
Well, I like to put the fun in feng shui, so we'll do it that way, feng shui. Yes.
Oh, you're good. You are good. So take us through how you did this. How did you do this? You moving things around. I don't believe you just moved a couple of bottles and cans and a couple of shower curtains around and said, oh, we'll put a plant in the corner. Got to be a little more complicated than that. How did you get to the life mapping portion of feng shui?
Well, you know, it is really very simple. Basically, everything in your environment is a reflection of who you are, who you were, and who you are going to be. So when you go into your space, look around and see, how is my life being reflected to me right now? Because what you see is sending unconscious reinforcements about what you believe. So what I did is I went into my place and I realized, you know, these things are representing an old, past, broken relationship. I got rid of all of them.
Give me an example of what things were representing, because I know people want to know this. What things were representing an old broken relationship?
You know, I had received gifts from past lovers. And, you know, everything
lucky
from clothing
you.
To a wallet to a bag to a backpack to all these different things. You know, things that I used both functionally and things that I thought were aesthetically nice to keep. And honestly, when I got rid of every one of those things, 2 weeks later, I met somebody and started a new relationship. It was awesome.
Now, I have a question for you, Salvatore, and I do want to get into life mapping. I collect a couple of things, and one is I like glassware. I don't like high-end. I like glassware I can go get it at St. Vincent de Paul, you know, for a dollar or two, mismatched salad bowls or cereal bowls or glasses at garage sale I can pick up for 50 cents a buck a piece, sets of vintage glasses. And sometimes there are only three in a set, or sometimes there are only two, or there's even one if I like the glass. And once in a while, I notice there's a crack, let's say, in this bowl, and it's just fine for my cereal in the morning. Nothing is leaking through, but I'm aware there's a crack in the bowl. Would feng shui tell me I should throw out the goddamn bowl already?
You know, I want to be just straight honest with you, and that is yes. You know, anything that is
broken. I needed that slap from you. Go ahead.
Well, it's not a slap. It's more of an encouragement. You know, and it's okay. It's like, you know, sometimes we have that toothache that we just live with for a little while. Or sometimes there's an area of our life that's just good enough and we don't want to upset the apple cart, so we don't want to make, you know, a lot of mess in that area. But whenever you are holding on to anything that is broken, unfinished, unloved, or unused, it is eating up energy. It is taking up space in your life that the universe is wanting to drop into you, all of this abundance and new things and all the things that you really desire. So, yes, get rid of anything that is broken or unused or unloved in your life. It will create space.
Interesting. Yeah. Now I have a very strange question for you. I've been receiving books from my guests for the past 12 years. I've been on the radio 14 years and started interviewing authors about 12 years ago. I have saved literally hundreds of books. I have floor-to-ceiling bookcases. I cannot let go of these books. I just like seeing the titles. I like remembering the interviews and the authors, even if I've completely lost touch with them. Is there value to keeping them, or should I really do a clean out?
Absolutely keep them. You know, it's a foundation of who you are. It's a foundation of what you have created. It's a foundation of what you have brought forth in this world. So every time you see those books, you are reminded of what you're doing. And the key thing that you said is that you love them and you don't want to let go of them. If you go into a space, if you go into your home and you don't absolutely love something in that space, it needs to go. Because if you don't love it, it's not loving you back, and it's not giving you energy, and it's eating up your energy. Why have that? So that would be my advice.
Good.
Keep them.
Good answer. Now let's go into life mapping, and I want to get into the concept that you take the map, and I'm looking at the intentions and goals. Is the name the Bagua? Is that pronounced correctly?
You are just doing great, Bonnie. Awesome.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Bagua.
And we're talking about the career life path, the skills, knowledge, family foundation, prosperity, abundance, fame, aspiration, love, partnership, children, creativity, helpful people, and travel. And health is right smack in the middle, which Alice and Dr. Spages will like to know. Health is right smack in the middle of these nine, and it's an octagon with the center of this health. So, Salvatore, if I take this and overlay this on my entire apartment or just my office or just my bedroom, how do I do that, and how will that help me map my life?
You know, it's a great question. The Bagua is basically just a map that identifies the nine life areas that need to be balanced and supported in order to have a fulfilling life. Health is in the center of that. And if you can just imagine like a tic-tac-toe that would give you the nine squares, if you place that tic-tac-toe over the blueprint of your house with the entry door being the bottom of the tic-tac-toe, you have lead the map over your house, and you can then go into your space and you can walk over to the far right corner and know anything in that area is representative of your love and partnerships. So when you go over there, you look around and say, okay, what in this area is reflecting the intentions and the desires that I have in love and relationships? If there's a dead plant there, it needs to go. And you need to get something that is alive and vibrant and giving you a reminder of what you want to create. Now, you hit a really good point, and that is this map can be placed over an entire house with maybe the kitchen becomes a love and partnership. You can place it over one room where maybe the far right corner becomes a love and partnership. You can place it over the house and the garden, so that the far right little tree becomes a love and partnership. And you can even go the other way and place it just on a desk, so that the far right corner of your desk is the love and partnerships. And that way you can create intentions on four different levels, so that you are reminded on four different levels of what it is that you are creating in the love and partnerships of your life.
Now, my question to you is, yes, go ahead, help.
I did want to point on this because we have such awesome guests on here, and I want to say, health is the middle of the Bagua, the whole foundation. Everything else is kind of touching each other, but health is in the middle and touches everything. Whatever you do to support your health increases and lifts up all the other areas together. And I often thought, think of feng shui kind of like alignment. I got a little confused with the manipulation versus alignment, but feng shui itself is creating alignment for the energy in the space, so that the energy flows through, sort of like a chiropractic adjustment or not a manipulation, right? Am I getting that right, doctor?
That's right. You're getting it right.
Yes.
Adjustment is the word you want. You don't want manipulation. Now, my question for you is, you mentioned that career and life path of one of the nine life life, what are we calling it, life energies, or what did you say?
Life areas.
Life areas. Okay.
Right.
If you place that over the entry to a room or to the door, I don't know how many people who literally have their office at the front door of their house. So how do you map your career and life path from the entry to a room if that's not where your office is?
What you think about the whole house, your entry is like representative of your career life path. So just look at your front entrance. Is it visible from the street? Are the numbers visible? Do you have a doorbell that works? Is it a welcome mat? Are there dead plants or life plants? All of these things are energetically affecting your career. When a person comes to me, they come to me with one of three requests. One is an increase in their career. Second is an improvement in the relationships. Or third is an improvement in their finances. If they're asking for career, I just go right to their front door. And if what I recommend is just go outside and take a digital photo of your front door and show it to somebody and ask them, what do you see? Can you see the address? I mean, if the UPS of life was bringing you $1 million right now, could they find your address and give it to you? Or do they have to hunt all over and go next door and back and forth and try to find you? These are key areas, key ways to increase the flow of energy into specifically your career and life path.
I didn't think of that. I live in an apartment building, a co-op, and I know very well what the entrance. It's a beautiful entrance with a marble lobby with a lot of mirrors and glass, and the plants are well taken care of, and we had it professionally decorated. Probably some feng shui in there, I'm sure, by a very lovely decorator. Many years ago told us you have to have this, and we did, and it's been maintained beautifully. Is that my entrance to my house because I live here, or is it my front door at my apartment right here where I am now?
I want to say it this way. Everything external to you right now is a reflection of who you are. So, yes, not only is the front entrance of your building reflecting of who you are, but the front entrance of your block, the front entrance of your city, the front entrance of your country, it all reflects on you at some level. So, yes, you can go up and down the scale to the most minute to the most broad, but I would keep that entryway clean. A lot of times people ask me about finances, and the key to finances is your stove. If your stove is healthy and working, then you are going to have abundance in finances. And I tell people, if you have roommates, you tell them, we're not going to pay the rent if you don't clean that stove off. So don't be making a mess with the spaghetti.
Now, I have a question for you. What about people who keep their cars really, 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 really messy? What does that say about them? Is that blocking something in their life?
Yes. Not only that, they're blocking moving energy already. I mean, think about, like, if you were traveling over here to San Francisco to say hello, and I would love to show you around, you would probably only bring one or two bags. Now, what would I think if I showed up at the airport and you had 15 pieces of luggage? I'd be like, okay, this is not right. You're carrying all this extra dead weight with you. What are you going
cluttered.
To do? Exactly. It's the same thing in a car. And you're literally carrying that whole big extra weight of clutter around in your car everywhere you go, like this big sore. It's not healthy. I would recommend getting that cleaned ASAP.
Interesting.
I'm on a soapbox now, Bonnie.
It wasn't me. That's fine. Well, I like this sort of be very practical. Alice Adams, I want to make sure we only have 7 minutes left. Alice Adams, any questions for Salvatore Manzi?
Oh, gosh. What can I do to help my daughter, besides being a model, which I don't do a perfect job at, what can I do to help my daughter keep her room clean so that it's a really nourishing place for her? She's 7.
Good question.
That is great.
To help
question.
Inspire her, you know, besides obviously modeling is number one, but what else?
You know, when working with children, the first thing that I always recommend is that the first thing that your child sees when they wake up is going to set the tone for their entire day. So make sure whatever the image is on that wall is something that's going to inspire love and confidence and joy and everything that you want for your child to have. So you don't want to have a bunch of scary posters on the fall wall or something like that. The second thing is natural things, pictures of nature. The trees, water, whatever. It's scientifically proven that it reduces the symptoms of ADD and ADHD. It actually calms the mind and calms the soul. So having some element of nature, if it's a photograph of it or a fishbowl or an actual plant, it will energetically help your child to feel more calm and less scattered and more focused. And what I recommend as far as like keeping the room clean, you know, children are by nature creators. They're trying to learn, you know, how to use their tools of creativity and creating what they want in life. Create a safe space for them to go wild and create another space that is a clutter-free zone so that they can learn how to contain the creation area and they go back and forth when they need to. Does that answer your question?
Excellent.
Cool.
Alice, good consultation there. I have a quick question
awesome.
For you
because
we're just about ready to go into our What's Next for You coming up in about 2 minutes on everybody, and we'll start with you, Salvatore. But my question for you is, my desk is a work desk. It's a large desk, and I have 2 computers, 3 monitors. I've got a dock for one of my cameras. I've got a printer. I've got a phone. I've got my my cable modem. I have, my goodness, everything. My cell phones are here. I've got two mice's mouses, and 1 laptop, and it's really it's not cluttered. It's highly functional, and I use it. Everything on this desk is usable and useful to me. Is there anything I could do? And I face a window, which has a one single mini blinds that are black metal, that are dull metal, and it's very attractive to me. My theme in the apartment is black, white with glass and chrome and red accents. That's it. There's no brown wood here. That's just not my thing. But my question is, if I were to put one thing in this office, in addition to behind me all the books from the radio shows, one thing on my desk that I could physically see every day to add value to feng shui this space, what would you think it might be for me? And you know me so well now.
Well, this is what I want to say is for 2 reasons. First of all, if you want to take a photograph of that image and mail it to me at salvatore@fengshuilifemapping.com, I will give you a review of what I think. But off the top of my head, what I would say is you need something red. And I would recommend something like a candle or something that represents like a volcano energy. I'm going to go out there and just even say like a red lava lamp. Red represents you being red, and to also bring fire, because with that much black and white and that much electricity, you kind of need something that's going to kind of balance all that energy out.
Good. Thank you. And I do have a shiny red dresser that I got and I built from IKEA many years ago that's to the left of the desk, but it's not technically in the desk area. Great advice. Now, we have 4 minutes left, actually 3 minutes and 1 second. So in 30 seconds, Salvatore Manzi, what's next for you, my dear?
Very excited to be having my Resolutions to Reality workshop coming up on January 5th here in San Francisco. I'll also be doing additional workshops and webinars throughout the new year related to treasure mapping and designing the life that you want. You can go to fengshuilifemapping.com and find out more.
And I'm going to spell that because I spell everybody's website, fengshuilifemapping.com. Thank you.